We have now the fifth and final of the members of Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi. Again, I think I said there were six earlier on. I think I just lost count. There are five, and this is the fifth. So it says here, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi, right at the bottom of Zion, right? Four lines up. Kol dibor v'dibor. Every statement, Shiyatz Mepiyah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem utters, I referenced this before, we talked about the Hashem Yigam Bechet, Latova. If Hashem says to me for good, I feel all tonight, even if what he says is going to happen for good, and he says it conditionally, he says, I'll do good if such and such happens. So then, Lo Chazar Bo, Hashem doesn't go back on it, even if the condition isn't fulfilled. How do you see that? Manalan, how do you know? The Moshe, you see it from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Shadam Mar the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe, again, when he's at his height of his fury against the Jews for the Chet Egel, so he says, Parafimani, you know, let go of me, so to speak. Hashem is holding him in tefillah, whatever that means, but he said, just let me go. Vashmi them, and I'll wipe the Jews out. And then, Ve'ese oscha l'goy atzum, and I'll make you like the new Jewish people, a new, out of your, you know, descendants will be the great nation of Yisrael. So that was the condition. So the condition was, let me go, and I'll make you great. I'll make your descendants numerous, mighty, powerful, numerous nation. So, Ahogav, even though the Ba Moshe Rachmi, even though Moshe davened for mercy on the Jews and didn't let him go, and therefore, so to speak, the condition shouldn't have been fulfilled, and Moshe shouldn't have gotten the... Sorry? It's a fascinating topic. Not for this minute, because I don't have a Hezbro. It's good. It is for this minute, but I don't have a good Hezbro. Moshe holding on to Hashem, so to speak, Hashem couldn't get away from him. But how that works, I don't know. But Moshe engaged in a way that Hashem didn't feel free to go. Fascinating. So, even though Moshe said, no, I'm not interested in that. Save the Jews, I'm not letting go. Even so, Allah demilso batla. Even so, Utma Bizarre, still it was fulfilled, this promise that Moshe was given by Hashem in Moshe's children. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, this is from Divrei Yamim talked about Moshe. So it says, B'nei Moshe, were Gershom Eliezer. Be you, B'nei Eliezer, .. this .. here, there's some words missing. Rechavia Harosh. They were, first of all, amongst the B'nei Eliezer was Rechavia, the chieftain. That was his name. The Gomer, .. Uvnei Rechavia, Ravu Lamala, and the descendants of Rechavia were Ravu. They were many and upward. So now the word Vegomer should be taken out here. That's the pasuk ends there, so you can take it out yourself. Right? So Vitani Raviosa. Raviosa said a brisa, Sosefta probably, on this. Lamala Meshishim Ribo. That they were more than 600,000. Rebo is 10,000. So more than 600,000 people that came out of Rechavia when he was Rabu. How do you know that? Asira Rabia Rabia. Gazer Shav from Rabia. Ksiv Hacha over here. Divrei Yamim, when it talks about Moshe descendants Rechavia, it says Rabu Lamala. They were, I don't know, numerous. Ksiv Hasam, and over there by B'nai Yisrael, it says B'nai Yisrael, and the B'nai Shmos. Paru, the Yishutu, the Ravu, that they were, you know, fruitful and swarming and numerous, and the numerousness there, of course, was 600,000 men. So therefore, Zereshav, you see, there were 600,000 descendants out of just the Chavius. You see, the promise that was made to Moshe, even though it was conditional, Hashem said, "If you let me go, I'll make you great and a great nation out of you." Well, Moshe didn't let him go, and still Hashem said it would be good. So therefore, it was good, and still Moshe had all these descendants, and a great nation came out of him. Okay.